I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, July 9th. Due to the inclement forecast of heavy rain and wind today from Tropical Storm Elsa, the John Quincy Adams birthday anniversary wreath-laying ceremony, originally scheduled for noontime at the United First Parish Church in Quincy Center, has been postponed. A new date for the ceremony has not been determined yet, but event coordinators hope to hold the wreath-laying either Monday or Tuesday. The entire east and southeast portion of Massachusetts are under tropical storm warnings for Tropical Storm Elsa. While Elsa will be a quick mover from mid-morning to mid-afternoon, there are several reasons for concern. The heaviest rain will fall to the west of the track. That includes most areas west of I-95. There could be 2 to 4 inches of rain in some parts of the area, causing flash flooding. The strongest winds will be to the east, likely to include the immediate coastline of the South Shore and the Cape and Islands. Wind gusts are 35 to 55 miles per hour, with stronger gusts to 70 miles per hour on the Outer Cape and the Islands. Flooding is expected to be a problem in low-lying areas, although coastal flooding is not expected to be an issue. The storm is expected to move out of the region later this evening, leading to a better weekend. For the agencies that keep us safe, there is no calm before the storm. It was a busy day in coastal communities like Plymouth yesterday, making sure everyone and everything is ready to go for the storm. In between emergency calls, there was no downtime for Plymouth firefighters. They were double and triple checking their engines and equipment, meaning checking generators, checking pumps, and prepping their vehicles. Plymouth beaches are closed all day today, with town leaders warning neighbors that conditions will be dangerous. The beaches will be reevaluated tomorrow. Elsa is also impacting ferry service. Highline Cruises said all ferries from Martha's Vineyard and Hyannis and all inter-island ferries between Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard have been canceled due to the storm. The Steamship Authority and service is likely to be affected on the Nantucket route as well. The Vineyard service is less likely to be affected. 9 people have volunteered to serve on a new mayoral commission to explore Quincy's policies on diversity, equity, and inclusion. Mayor Thomas Koch has announced the names of the people who will study the city's recruitment and hiring practices, public outreach efforts to all populations, access to public facilities, enhancing communication between city government, and the need for a full-time diversity, equity, and inclusion officer. The members are Ward 3 Councilor Ian Kame, Attorney Gabriel Chung, Philip Chung of Quincy Asian Resources, Fairies Gray of the Massachusetts Ponkapog Tribe, Quincy Commissioner of Natural Resources Dave Murphy, Lola Tom, Director of Asian Resources and Community Development at the Hamel Lydon Chapel, 30-year Quincy resident Mercy Umaron, business owner Tony Patel, and Jean Kutash, a member of the Commission on Disabilities. Koch agreed to appoint the new commission after refusing to fund a new position on diversity as requested by the City Council. Koch says the commission will issue a report this fall. The summer lunch program is underway for Quincy Public School students. Free meals will be provided to all students through August 20th. Breakfast and lunch will be provided Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 8 locations. The Snug Harbor School, Ward 2 Community Center, Lincoln Hancock School, Parker School, Montclair School, both high schools, and the Atherton Howe School. There are no registration or income guidelines, and children who are 18 and under are eligible. Parents and guardians can pick up the grab-and-go meals for their students, and staff will be adhering to COVID-19 guidelines. Families can go to any location to pick up meals. The program began this past Tuesday. High winds from severe thunderstorms are being blamed for the damage done to a Weymouth nonprofit business. In Control is in the business of crash prevention. They teach new drivers in a one-day course to brake in emergency situations at high speeds. A gust of wind moved the nonprofit's office clear off a runway at the old Weymouth Air Base and then carried it 30 feet and threw it to the side earlier this week. The back wall of their classroom was ripped to the ground, with so much vital paperwork strewn everywhere. While the storm was destructive, no one was hurt. A local clothing shop in Sharon was evacuated yesterday as police investigated reports of a suspicious package. State and local police worked in conjunction to assess the situation after the package was discovered near Charles River Apparel on General Edwards Highway and determined the device was a hoax. According to the Sharon police, there was no threat to the public. Police in Rockland are turning to the public for help tracking down a missing 13-year-old girl. Angelina Falavolita left her home at about 5 a.m. yesterday and has not been seen since. She's described as being 5 feet 6 inches tall and about 125 pounds, believed to be wearing a black sweatshirt, black capri pants with white stripes, and a green backpack. Police added that Falavolita may be heading to Holbrook. Anybody with information on her whereabouts is asked to contact Rockland Police. The Norwell community is on a mission to help one of their own get a new kidney. James Berg has a hereditary disorder called polycystic kidney disease and is now in kidney failure. Because the disease is genetic, no one in his family can be a donor. Berg is set to go in for surgery next week to prep for dialysis. The 59-year-old is a husband, father, and grandfather, and a longtime resident of Norwell, and the community is rallying behind him on his quest to get a kidney transplant. Now he says his next goal is to see his two granddaughters graduate from high school. With his family and community support, he remains hopeful for a life-saving call that a donor has been found. Attorney General Mara Healey announcing that Purdue Pharma has agreed to a $4.3 billion settlement over the company's role in the opioid epidemic. The money will go toward prevention, treatment, and recovery efforts in communities across the country. The deal will also ban the Sackler family from operating in the opioid business ever again and will require the family to make tens of millions of documents public. Purdue will be required to turn over evidence from lawsuits and investigations over the past 20 years, including 13 million documents. Company will also be required to disclose $20 million more and 20 million documents that include emails from every member of the Sackler family. Massachusetts will receive about $90 million in the settlement. The State House will not be completely reopened by October 1st, according to House Speaker Ron Mariano. He said legislative leaders expect to welcome the public back to Beacon Hill later in the fall. While introducing a package of House rules for debate on Wednesday, State Representative Kate Hogan, the chamber's number 3 Democrat, said that their October 1st effective date will coincide with the timeline of the reopening of the State House. However, asked if Hogan's description was accurate, Mariana replied, "Not a complete reopening." The state capitol has been mostly closed for more than 15 months due to the pandemic, during which most elected officials have participated remotely in hearings, sessions, and votes. Governor Baker lifted the COVID-19 state of emergency on June 15th, and more than 3 weeks later, the state house reopening plans are still murky. Mariano and Senate President Karen Spilka said on June 30th that they were developing a comprehensive and nuanced reopening plan to bring more employees and visitors back in the fall, but no further details were provided. Well, the average cost of groceries now stands just above $355 a month per person, according to a new study. That means a two-person household can easily spend more than $700 a month on food. Add a child, and that figure spikes. According to Move.org, the state with the highest grocery bill is Hawaii, where grocery tabs top $550 per person. Vermont, Alaska, and New York were also high up on the pricey list. Massachusetts was also in the top 10 for most expensive grocery bills, coming in 8th most expensive at over $406 a month. New Hampshire has the cheapest grocery bill, averaging $183 per person per month. A check of business news this morning. Stocks took a tumble yesterday. The Dow is down 259. The NASDAQ lost 105, and the S&P fell 37. Shares mostly lower in Asia. The dollar rose. The euro slipped. Oil at $73 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox home against Philadelphia tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast: Tropical Storm Elsa impacting us with heavy rains and gusty winds through most of the midday and afternoon hours. Temperatures in the mid-70s, maybe a lingering shower tonight, low 66. Still a chance of a scattered shower tomorrow, high 76. Partly cloudy, 83 on Sunday. Scattered showers, 82 on Monday. For the boater today, waves 2 to 3 feet. Northeasterly winds will switch to the northwest and gust to 30 knots. High tide right after noon. Sunrise at 5:16, sets at 8:21. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, July 9th.